This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Here's Juan Williams and his panelists to talk about the generation gap between Barack Obama and some older black political figures and what may unite them.
Thanks for joining us here on Political Corner. Ron Walters is with us today. He's a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. His latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. And joining us from Philadelphia, the Reverend Joseph Watkins. Reverend Watkins is a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Professor Walters worked with Reverend Jesse Jackson during his political campaigns, and Joe Watkins worked with the first President Bush at the White House. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Political Corner.
Good to be
with you.
Thanks
so much, Juan.
Let's start with Barack Obama. The Illinois senator has announced an exploratory committee to look at a possible presidential bid. Now, let's talk for just a second about how black American voters and black American leaders, both in terms of Congressional Black Caucus and civil rights leaders, are reacting to Barack Obama. There was an article in the London Sunday Times in which Jesse Jackson is quoted as saying, "Our focus right now is not on who's running," and here I add in, or endorsing Barack Obama, because according to Jackson, we have a number of allies running. Al Sharpton said he's considering his own run and he's not endorsing anybody. And then Harry Belafonte, who's, of course, an influential left-wing political force in the black community, said that Americans of all colors need to be, quote, careful about Barack Obama because we don't know what he's truly about. Is that what the two of you are hearing in black America, or do you think that that's maybe a little jealousy coming out from the leadership and not reflective of what the grayest roots is feeling about the idea of having a substantial black candidate for the presidency?
Well, Juan, I think that it's not a question of jealousy. I think the responsibility of African-American leaders is to vet anyone who comes before them to offer themselves as the president of the United States so that that person has the mainstream interest of the African-American community at heart and could fashion those into public policy positions. So that's not jealousy. They're doing their job. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the 2000 election cycle, Joe Lieberman had the same problem. He offered himself as a vice presidential candidate. There were some questions about his position, former positions on things like affirmative action. The black leadership, political black leadership, took him into the woodshed. He made some promises. He clarified his position. And he came out, and everybody went down the road saying, you know, kumbaya. So I think that that's what's happening here, because we really don't know much about Barack Obama or the platform that he's going to run on. And it's responsibility of African-American leaders to protect the interests of their community.
Joe, I think of this. I think that's what Ron is saying makes lots of sense. You talk about some of the civil rights leaders. They have been around for decades. They've been there. Jesse Jackson was there when Dr. King was killed in 1968. He's been around for a long, long time, and he's taken a lot of lumps. He's had successes, but he's been there in good times and in bad times, and in everything and for everything in between. And likewise, he has become a real force in the Democratic Party, as has Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton has been around as well for a long time. So I don't see either one of them just quickly jumping on the Barack Obama bandwagon without doing their due diligence, without seeing where he stands on the issues that they care about.
Gentlemen, let me ask you something from a historical point of view. In my mind, I go over people, black Americans, who've run for president. I think of Shirley Chisholm. I think of Jesse Jackson. I think of Carol Moseley Braun. I think of Al Sharpton. I think of Alan Keyes. Among those people, if we include Barack Obama, is he the one with the best chance of breaking this historic barrier and putting a black person in the White House?
Yes, I think he is. As I said, because he's launching his campaign at a very different place. I've argued that all of the rest of the people that you talk about developed their presidential campaigns on the margins of the American electorate, and they had to fight their way toward the center. And none of them made it. But here is a candidate who starts out in the center, who happens to be African-American.
Ron Walters makes a very, very good point. One of the things that he said was Barack Obama is a candidate who happens to be black. And I think that's exactly right. What gives Barack Obama, what sets him apart perhaps from some of the earlier candidacies of great Americans, African-Americans running for the presidency, is that Barack Obama was able to emerge on the national scene as a candidate who happens to be black. speaking at the Democratic National Convention, just I just can't tell you how much that did for him, how much that positioned him to really take the mantle of leadership heading forward into the 21st century. And so he is so incredibly well positioned as a mainstream candidate, somebody who appeals to whites and to blacks and to every other minority and ethnic group who happens to be black.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Joe Watkins is a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks, Juan.